Last month, Harlem hosted a 100th birthday tribute to one of the all-time greats in jazz. Esther Dillard reports.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
The song is Salt Peanuts. Dizzy Gillespie composed it in 1942. If Gillespie were alive today, he would have turned 100 years old this year in October. And to celebrate that milestone, the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce held an outdoor jam session. The live music was just one part of a dedication of two vivid renderings of Gillespie that span five stories high in a breathtaking display of vibrant color.
100th birthday, how amazing and how important and how large these murals are as the testimony to such a large spirit and such a large contribution to jazz and music.
Musician and activist Vi Higginson was just one of the many people impressed with the murals of the father of bebop jazz. Andrew Luby was one of the men who recruited the painters.
So there's one version of Dizzy Gillespie at a younger age in his life, and another one at a much later period.
Luby helped bring artists Brandon Odoms and Martha Licia Martarita to paint the massive portraits on the side of 229 West 135th Street in Harlem.
So even though they're two separate murals, they wanted to each select a work and produce an imagery that would complement one another while still having enough strength by itself and resonate to the community and to people who know Dizzy Gillespie, but also people who are the younger generation who's discovering him.
Although the artists could not be here today, they contribute to Luby's larger mission, erect 51 murals around the world, 20 right here in Harlem. His organization called Street Anarchy got it done by partnering with Salim Valancourt. He runs a nonprofit called Education Is Not a Crime.
We commissioned these amazing murals of Dizzy Gillespie to raise awareness about the denial of higher education to the Baha'i religious minority in Iran, and to draw lessons from the experience of African Americans in Harlem who have spent generations overcoming inequality. So we produced these murals of Dizzy Gillespie because Dizzy Gillespie is an iconic African American artist, and he was a Baha'i.
Gillespie's rich contribution to jazz with the creation of bebop in the 40s led to the birth of Afro-Cuban music. And this style ties to Harlem's unique history with Cuba. Boza Rivers with the Harlem Chamber of Commerce explains.
Dizzy Gillespie and Channel Pozo introduce a Cuban and an African-American came together to create cubot, Cuban bop music. It was the period of the bebop jazz period. And so those musicians from Cuba started coming here.
Today, this music fosters an atmosphere of cultural pride and diversity in these streets. And longtime residents say the murals will serve as an artistic reminder of their musical roots.
My family is almost 100 years on one block, and we listen to all of the music, the gospel coming out of the church, the jazz coming out of the clubs, and the R&B out of the Apollo. And that is part of our legacy and our history. And I needed and wanted to be here to witness this. When we pay tribute to our own, we are illuminating and amplifying the spirit of good music and good times and the importance of unity, love, kindness, and compassion. That's what music means to me in Harlem as well.
In Harlem, I'm Esther Dillard.
Esther Dillard is an assistant professor of broadcast journalism at Bloomfield College.